Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the family with
Andy Brandt Bernard,
co-host Catherine Brandt.
You're the last one, so you have to go end up down, not up.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host Catherine Brandt.
Yes, that's exactly the
that's
kind of,
what he meant.
It's the kind of energy we're looking for right there. There's no question about it.
I'm waiting for my computer to update, and it's on battery, so it's probably going to croak by the time that happens. So
is that brand new?
I bought it from Costco last year.
Oh, last year you bought it.
Okay. And it's seems to be a pretty decent... I haven't had a Windows computer in many, many years. I always bought MacBooks.
I don't know if you've ever had a Windows computer, have you? Like, personally?
I don't think so. No, I don't think... But I just got... The Mac stuff just got so crazy priced.
Yep.
I said I don't want to do it anymore.
You can get a really decent Windows laptop for $500.
This thing was VivoBook.
VivoBook.
And it was like, I don't even know, $600. And it seems to be pretty good. It's got a lot of memory.
Is it kicking into high gear now?
Oh, I've got more spinny wheels.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm 30% there.
Well, 30%.
So anyway, I'll join in when I on camera when I can.
Well, I'm going to run some by that I learned from Kristen Burt this morning that I did not know. You know, what's-her-face that got kicked off television because she was such an asshole to her coworkers.
A lot of those, but I think you're talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, that's exactly what I'm talking. Did you hear she's like a major house flipper in California?
Well, I'm sure.
Makes tens of millions of dollars a year.
If you have tons of money, you can make infinite money flipping houses.
Oh, absolutely.
You just need a lot of money to start, that's all.
Yes.
Well, she had it. I guess she's making... She buys places for like $10 million, fixes them up, and sells them for $30
million. There's tons of houses out there that are worth... They're really good houses on really good land. They're just 50 years old. No one ever updated them. So you buy them, you go in, you fix everything up, you sell them for twice what you bought them for.
Yeah, because most people do not want to update things. They want move-in ready.
Yep, exactly.
And they also want the... whatever the current thing is. Like right now, it's...
Grays.
Luxury vinyl... Flooring.
Yeah.
Everything has to be black and white. Corian, but what's that other company in Minnesota?
Corian.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but.
Oh my God, why am I drawing such a blank? It's a huge company. Cambria.
Yeah.
Well, Cambria, yeah.
Cambria is like a huge, huge thing. Nobody wants granite anymore, blah, blah, blah. And gray is now going out, so now we're going back into the beiges.
Oh,
so everybody
are we now?
Has to be, yeah. And the lighting fixtures are all like open bird cage things, which I think is going to change again. Nothing traditional European looking anymore.
No.
Why doesn't anyone want granite anymore? I love granite.
It's a superior product, in my opinion.
But people don't. People want to buy cheap and replaceable. They don't want to buy new stuff that costs a lot and is going to last forever.
Cambria is not cheap.
No.
No, it's a good product. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a very good product, and they can make whatever the trend is. They can have 50,000 different versions of it within minutes because it's a ground up quartz mixed with epoxy product. So it's
basically the engineered wood of countertops.
Yeah, it's very pretty, and you don't have the seams, and you can custom make it. It does look really nice, but I like granite because you can put hot things on it. People say you can with the other products, but If you look at their spec sheets, they all say don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really love Cambria's voiceover guy. I think he's really good.
He's, oh, yeah, that's right.
Jesus, by the own family.
Well, I'm not saying anything against it. I'm just saying that, you know, I just like being able to put a hot pan on my countertops.
All right. Yeah. Let's move on before I lose even more business. Jesus, Palomino.
Bianca Lettieri, I think, still works for Cambria, too.
I think she does, yeah. I think you're absolutely right. He's a good guy. I like hanging out with him. I only see him. We get together to cut voiceovers and all that stuff. And once in a while, he'd pop up at other things. But he's always been very, very friendly, very nice to me. No doubt about it. I have not seen this. I didn't hop on the Star Tribune this morning. Uncommitted vote against Biden blows past goal in Minnesota's Democratic Party. The campaign will earn 11 delegates to the DNC's convention in Chicago. So what do they mean by, you know, here's what I love. Honest God, what did the Star Tribune pick, Andy? Because Mom can see it, so I can't ask her. What did they choose as a picture of a typical voter in Minnesota?
I can only guess. Not a white person.
Nope.
Somali.
Yep. It is a Muslim woman holding a Palestinian flag.
Well, I think most of the people voting uncommitted are going to be in that category.
Yes,
I would say. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense.
I guess. I don't know. I just...
Oh, but so, really okay. Would. So uncommitted means that
they're not endorsing Biden.
Biden isn't going to win the primary, ideally, if this, you know, works.
But he did.
But he did anyway,
because of course he did. But okay, let's say uncommitted won more votes than Biden. What does that mean? Who gets to run in Minnesota? No one?
I think what they're looking for is somebody else to be endorsed. That was the whole thing about that movement.
If you
they
want
were
somebody
to get
else
him to drop out,
don't you vote for them in the primary then?
That's what I would
think.
I would
hate
think they
everyone.
Would say, like, yeah, put in a write-in candidate that's all about Palestine.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know. I don't get it either.
You can't vote. Wrong. It's like saying, you know, it's like, oh, do you want an apple or an orange? And you say, I want neither, but I still want fruit. It's
like, I want a pear.
Yeah, but pear's not on the table. Sorry. So either you eat nothing or you eat one of these two. But
I don't know. Maybe it was just a protest kind of vote, you know?
Well, yeah, I think it's basically a tantrum, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had Dean Phillips that could have voted for him. A lot of places they did.
He did not get very many votes.
No, he did not. But I mean, it's the first time out, so we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, I don't know. This stuff surprises me that I still do not understand why it was so easy for many Americans to turn on the Jews the way they have. How did that happen?
Because you've got a very large population who don't like Jewish people.
That is true.
Why?
Because of ancient religious issues. Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with America?
Because people don't let go of those prejudices. I mean, centuries later, people are still mad about stuff that happened.
They sure are. We had a Lithuanian doorman in Florida.
Yep.
And we got to talking, and he talked about, like, the history of Lithuania. It's a 1,000-year-old country, used to be an enormous kingdom, that sort of thing. But he talked about, like, what the USSR did to them, like, you know, a century ago, and how they still hate Russia because of things that the USSR did. And, you know, even before the USSR, I think, like, Prussia, they might have had some beef with them. And it's like, so the whole Baltic States region, they all kind of, at most, get along with an uneasy truce because of things that happened 500-600 years ago. And it's just, never forget it.
Yeah, when people march into your country or have submarines in your rivers and just start opening fire on people and kill your grandparents or great-grandparents, people hold on to that for a while.
That's true. It takes like 4 or 5 generations for people to really stop caring. And only if they – well, I mean, like – so the issue is, okay, so your grandpa killed my grandpa, so I hate you.
Right.
And if we just see that each other for a while, we have kids, we die off – our kids are going to get along because no one they know killed anyone they know. But if I get revenge on you, I kill you because your grandpa killed my grandpa. Now it's two more generations of people who hate each other. So it really takes several generations of armistice to get those old wounds healed. But in the Middle East, there has been no stopping of the killing each other for many hundreds of years.
Right.
Exactly.
Like I said, I got nothing against Jews. I got nothing against Palestinians. They don't get along. There's nothing I can do about that anyway. I don't know. I just don't understand why are colleges teaching such hatred?
Because activists are in charge.
Yeah, it's a backfired way to become voter thralls, basically. If we get them to hate white people, then they're going to vote for the party that says we don't like white people, and they didn't think, oh, Jews have light skin. So,
see, I have an idea. I think we should start assigning demerits to politicians and media people. Every time they say something that's a lie, every time they say something that's negative about the people in their country that they're supposed to be serving, every time they say something negative about the opposing party, they get a demerit system. And once they get to so many demerits, they just get automatically fired.
Well, but then they'll just go to a more immoral outlet that doesn't do demerits.
Well, no, I mean, no, it's like, it just is it's a law. Anybody that does it just
unfortunately,
gets
the
100 demerits, you're done.
Freedom of press is far too powerful for that to ever happen.
Well,
they're allowed
saying.
To lie all they want. It's in the it's not the Constitution, but it's a Supreme Court decision. The press can lie, and we can't do anything about it.
I know, but what, we can make new laws.
No, we can't. Supreme Court overrides all law. Unless we can bring it back to them and have them re-decide, or if we can put it in the Constitution, which is very difficult. There would have to be an amendment.
Well, it's going to be the only way to get out of this mess.
Yes,
it's just
it
like
is.
What you were talking about with the wars and everybody hating each other for centuries and all that stuff. It's like, look at Ireland. Ireland now seems to be happy to be in the EU.
Yeah, surprisingly, considering they were blowing each other up 30 years ago.
Yeah, and not too long ago. And I remember when we had those Irish kids that stayed with us. Mm-hmm. Their fathers were prisoners of war. And I remember talking to Yvonne's mom and saying, what if you guys just all went on vacation when they were doing the marches down your streets?
Mm-hmm.
And you just paid zero attention to them. You take away all their power. And she went, oh, my God, that's a really good idea.
Maybe they should hire you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if you don't give people what they want, if you don't give them their feed on outrage, it's like America has been, in my opinion, is making a lot of mistakes, getting involved in so many other
Absolutely.
Countries' issues because people hate us then.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We went in and we fought against somebody and somebody's parents got killed husbands, wives, children, and then they hate us. So we get all of this, you know, fallout from supposedly helping people that are in the United States' interests. But in the meantime, we have all of these people that hate our guts because we've done this.
Well, it's another symptom
of... I don't know how it's in the American people's interest. And I think this is what we have just totally lost sight of, is the American people.
Well, it's... another symptom of most of the people in charge being older and who have no connection to the future. It's like, okay, so I'm a general, and most generals tend to be older just by the nature of the system. So let's say I'm a, 60-something-year-old general, and what I want to do is increase America's power in the Middle East. So what I'll do is I'll just pick some country, blow it up, build a bunch of bases, and the people there will hate me, but we have a bunch of bases, and they can't do anything about it. Give it 50 years or so, the population is going to grow, and there's a real risk of them overrunning our bases and taking all of our stuff, but by then, I'll be dead, so what do I care?
Wow.
And that's exactly what's happened, is all of these places in the Middle East, we just go into, burn to the ground, leave all our equipment there because there's no one left. But then people like Al-Qaeda come in. They're like, hey, look at all this old American military equipment. Maybe we could use this But by sure. then, all the people who made the decisions to leave that crap there, they're gone. They're retired or they're dead. So what do they care?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just like I said, I just don't think that America's justice system and political system is working for Americans anymore. And no. I think it's just a party that's plundering the money.
Mm-hmm.
They're just plundering everything, and it's time it stops.
Well, the less connection someone has to the future, the more selfish and insane decisions they will make. All the statistics we have points to most of the problems with society today being caused by people who are just looking at right now. What can I get right now?
Right.
Or it's like even, you know, what can I get in 50 years would still be fine, because 50 years is a long time. But it's, you can be selfish, but you can't be selfish and also short-sighted, because that's what causes disasters.
Right. Well, that's what happens when you have a political system that just works on polling.
Yep.
You get everybody whipped up.
The yep.
polls say this, and then they do that. They just, it's all knee-jerk reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about all this stuff. And the spending of money. And by the way, all money is spent now to buy your vote. I don't care what it's used on. They only use it on that to buy your vote. A good example. Here's a headline in the Star Tribune this morning. Ash tree removal is expensive. Hennepin County, Minneapolis, have $18 million to help low-income homeowners. So we can't keep the environment clean and safe, but we can give it to people who just show up in the state.
So what's wrong with the ash trees?
Ash trees have emerald ash borers. Yeah. I've been treating our gigantic mm-hmm. ash trees for 5 years now, and it's costs about, I think I have to treat them every 2 to 3 years, and it's about $1,000 every time
per tree?
We treat them. Yeah, they pump some sort of insecticide into the tree and kill off the ash borers.
I feel like there's got to be a better way.
I don't know. I mean, they used to just chop everything down. Remember, it was
yep.
it was the what was it? They were elm trees.
Elm trees. Yeah.
They just cut them all down.
Yes, they did.
Dutch elm disease.
They never tried to do anything with the elm trees.
Well, I never understood. Okay, we're all about doing everything green and natural and organic, but okay, so these ash borers have to have predators, right? Bring in some bird or whatever that eats them, and it's whatever the birds do can't be worse than what the ash borers are doing.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I just know if I want to save those gigantic trees, I've got to keep treating them.
Yep.
I just really wish we would stop our politicians from using every damn dollar from our federal and state and local governments to buy votes for themselves.
Oh, well, once again, I'm 100 years old. If I get elected tomorrow, that helps me. If I keep a bunch of trees from dying, that doesn't help me. So I'm going to do what's good for me.
Yeah, because when you're poor and feel powerless, you don't give a crap about the trees.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Well, look, I understand helping people who need the help, but that's not why they help them. They help people who need help to buy your vote.
Well, they also
they're
don't
helping
help
themselves.
Them. They keep what? Them in a state of helplessness.
They do.
Because
absolutely.
Then it's guaranteed votes for the rest of their lives. If they have just enough money to live and only because of me, they're going to vote for me every single time. If they have the opportunity to break out of that cycle, they might not vote for me, and I don't want that.
Right. They do not want that. No. I guess California, San Francisco in particular, they voted for a couple of propositions, one of which is if you are on welfare, you have to undergo drug testing.
There's no way that'll pass in California.
I think that's what they just voted on. And then something else which was kind of pro-police or pro-something.
In like, California?
I know. Everybody's
Jeez.
Shocked. But, I mean, San Francisco is hurting. You know, it
yeah,
really
it was,
is.
It's San Francisco. London Breed. Is That's the mayor
oh, London
of San
Breed.
Francisco.
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Worst name yep. I've ever heard. But
London Breed is a bad
it's
name.
It's a terrible name.
Right.
But, yeah, it's the mayor proposed the legislation for substance abuse screening for public benefits, but it hasn't actually. It was proposed in September, and it hasn't gone anywhere.
Well, I thought that they just voted on it.
Frustrated voters are likely to pass, they say. So I don't know. Polling says it's going to happen, but polling is also all fake, so we'll see.
I thought I saw a site that it said it did. Okay.
Well, yeah, the Wall Street Journal says that they think that the voters are going to vote yes on it, but...
And then what was the other one about the about Law and Order?
I can't read because I'm not a subscriber to the Wall Street Journal.
Oh.
There's I proposition got it up here. Where is it?
Oh, I can't really give it to you.
The headlines...
San Francisco poised to start drug screening welfare recipients.
Well, that's not the page at all. I got Nikki Haley exits Republican presidential race.
It's not on the front page. It's from a week ago.
Oh, it's a week ago. Okay.
So Nikki Haley dropping out. She got a lot of votes in Minnesota, which does not surprise me.
No, did she really?
Yeah, she got a lot of votes. Either, yeah. But she says she's not going to endorse Donald Trump. So if you're just a never Trumper and you were thinking, yeah, I'd still like some Republicans in here because I'm sick of the immigration, I'm sick of it all. Taxes, yada yada yada. She doesn't endorse Donald Trump, then all of her votes, I'm guessing, will go to a Democrat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If they're so never, ever Trump.
Oh, here we go. Okay, I found what Mom's talking about. Okay. So there's three of them, Propositions B, E, and F. Proposition E, I think you... Oh, yeah, March 6th, 5:50 a.m. So this just happened. Yeah, it looks like...
Breaking news!
Proposition B failed. That was more funding for police staffing.
Of course it failed. God. What a shock.
Proposition...
Can't leave your car on a street in San Francisco, but we
proposition
don't want any cops.
Proposition E passed, and Proposition E called for reducing reporting requirements when police use force... letting body camera footage replace written reports. So basically, they don't have to write up what happened. It just, everyone gets to see the body cameras, which I agree with. Body cameras don't lie.
That's true. Yeah.
And Proposition F was the substance abuse thing, and that passed 63 to 36.
Wow. What does that mean, though? I mean, so if somebody's on welfare, and I mean, how often do they have to get tested? And if they do test positive, what actually happens?
If they are found to be abusing a substance, they have to get treatment if they want to keep getting welfare.
Good. That's how it should be.
So they can't just be a junkie forever on our dime. I kind of like that.
Yep.
I mean, if that's how it plays out, but it kind of sounds like as long as you're getting treated, wink, wink, you can still get the welfare. Oh, and by the way, we're going to pay you to get treated.
Well, it'd be good for people to get off of substance.
Yeah, but it could also just be funneling money into, you know, the mayor's buddies who happen to own a treatment clinic, and it actually doesn't do anything. So we'll see. I don't trust anything that comes out of California, so hey, prove me wrong.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I can understand it. You know, Andy, it's really unfortunate because when you were a baby, born, so 36 years ago, I guess it would have been, your mother and I took you out to San Francisco, went for a couple of years in a row, as a matter of fact.
Visit Vito.
And then when you got a little older, we went back to go to Napa Valley. But 36 years ago, 37 years ago, San Francisco was clean. It was beautiful. It was just a joy to be there. And now it's just a complete shithole.
Unless you go to the very touristy areas, they still keep that pretty clean. So people, I love people that go to San Francisco and they just go to all the fancy places.
Yes.
And they're like, there's no problem. I didn't see anything. But people that do business in San Francisco that go into the business districts and have to, like, you know, slog through all of the human feces, it's really bad. It's bad.
One thing that was kind of cool, went into a restaurant with the whole family. And Alex had a friend, was it, who came out with us?
Wasn't it Michael at the time he was?
No, it wasn't Michael.
Paige.
Did he come out?
Paige.
It was Paige.
We
went
to Napa Valley with Paige.
Oh, okay.
There you go. But we're sitting at Fallon Isle, or what was the name of that restaurant?
Yeah, I don't remember.
We loved that restaurant.
It was a really great restaurant, but it had a very strange name.
We came, sat down. We had Andy, Paige, and Alex. Andy was, I believe, 17. Alex and Paige were both 15. They came, and the server said, are you all over 21? Okay, you are, good. And poured wine for all five of us.
And looked up at the ceiling. Yeah, and I was
okay.
Like, and we didn't even say, yeah, it's okay. She just started pouring.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
We used to love going to San Francisco. I wouldn't go there now if you gave me a free airfare and a free hotel.
God, no.
I have no interest. They destroyed that city, and it's just sad that it happened. It was a beautiful place.
It looks like they're at least starting to do something
I hope so. It was wonderful. And all the history of San Francisco, the San Francisco fire, just studying that, how the entire city burned to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fascinating place. It's a beautiful area.
Sure is.
There's no question about it, but I hope. And then you get on a train and you go out to, or you hop in a car and you go out to Napa Valley, which is just a short hop.
Muir Woods is beautiful.
Muir Woods is absolutely gorgeous. What a beautiful area.
Yep.
I really hope we can get back to a day where people's drug problems are not everybody's problem. You have a drug problem, take care of it. Grow up.
Yep.
Well, we could stop having the river of fentanyl come into America.
That would be kind of nice. Shut down our borders. That'd be great, wouldn't it? What a great idea.
Oh, they'll find something else, though.
I think it's really going to hurt the Democratic Party that they're, of course, they're just gaslighting and blaming everybody else for it. But, I mean, it has to keep in everybody's mind that Joe Biden deleted like 60-some-odd fail-safe things about immigration as soon
as he
got in office.
Yes,
I mean, he just can't delete that fact and then blame everybody else. And then every time a state that's being overrun and the citizens are actually frightened because they're finding dead bodies in their fields and all of this stuff happening, and the rape trees and all of this crap happening, they can't. And then they try to do something, and he sues them so that they can't do anything. And how he can keep on lying like that, and how any reporter can look at themselves in the mirror and repeat the lies is just it's just.
But it's good for the GDP.
Unfathomable.
It's good for the voting rolls, I'll tell you that. This is all about votes. The whole thing is about buying votes, keeping people on drugs so they'll vote for you.
You take your Selma.
I know, you're hurting people just so you can stay in power. I just don't understand how that can be a thing that people want from their party. I don't get it.
Have they speculated yet? Because obviously it's going to be Biden against Trump, Trump against Biden. Have they speculated how that even looks yet? Like, does anybody have a lead? Are they shoulder to shoulder? I mean, I don't even know. How does that look?
I haven't seen any analysis yet. I'm sure that will be tonight.
Yeah, probably.
Everybody will
probably
be analyzing all the data tonight.
I just really wish the people of the United States of America would get their heads out of their ass and come together. Because if we as a people do not come together, we're screwed. Our politicians, all both sides, will drive us right into the ground to make money. I wish the people would wake up. We need to band together and say, look, Republican, Democrat, whatever you got, you need to get your head out of your ass, do your job, and stop stealing our money to buy votes.
Well, you're going to have to motivate an activist group that wants that, because that's the only thing that they understand is mob rule.
But why don't we have a mob rule as far as that's
concerned? Well, I think because people that are, you know, that have jobs and live in communities, they're afraid. You go against the narrative and people will harm you.
Yep.
They don't have any problem with trying to harm people.
Oh, God, no. Physically harm you.
No, people heresy is not tolerated.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, AOC. She was one of the first people that was like, the reason why you have activism is to raise awareness and push back and make people uncomfortable, and that's what you're supposed to do. And then when it happens to her, she throws a huge fit.
Yeah, she does.
And you can't be safe from your own policy. You know? I mean,
no,
if that's what you're pushing and then you get it, you'd better be able to stand up to it because you're the one that started it.
Now, the headline in the Wall Street Journal this morning is Powell says Fed on track to cut rates this year. They were eventually talking about getting to June and then cutting rates then. Is that still the case, do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about rates.
Well, we need to learn about rates because that's the only way we're ever going to. I mean, everything is so incredibly expensive now because, I mean, the money that we're spending right now as a country is psychotic.
Well, rates aren't going to fix that. What's going to fix that is less spending and less printing money.
Rates will help a lot, actually, because right now there are a lot of people in their early mid-20s that want to buy a house. They're getting married or coupling up, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And they want to buy a house, but they do not want to pay because they don't have they've never owned a home before. Maybe they're just out of school a couple of years. They don't have a big credit history, and they don't want to pay 7.5% on a house. So they're moving in with people and saving and saving and saving and waiting to pounce. So what is going to happen is very desirable areas. People are going, when the interest rates come down, people are going to go out and they're going to buy. And they're not going to want to haggle on prices. And there's a limited inventory right now because a lot of people don't want to move either because of interest rates. So it's going to drive up, again, in my opinion, in desirable areas. It's going to drive up the pricing. So if you're, like, ready, you've got your money, you've got everything ready to go, you've got your credit report, you've got your approval from your bank, you've got everything perfectly lined up, as soon as those interest rates go down, it's going to be a big boost to the economy in states that people want to move to and live in.
Right.
In desirable areas. So I think it's going to make a big difference. That's my opinion. You know, talking about having a lot of money, it's like in this area, I mean, it's ridiculous. Small, nice homes can go from 1.2 to 1.7 million. They're
really?
Not even big.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even big. They're bungalows. Most of them have been redone. Tiny little lots, very, very small. Condos, you can get into a decent building for around a half a million and you're going to be paying $1,000 a month in an HOA fee. As soon as those interest rates go down, all of those are going, everything's going to go up again. Because we're in a, it's a cooling off period right now because of people just not wanting to buy because of interest rates. People, unless you've got cash and you don't care about interest rates.
People are also trying to live outside of the city because it's significantly more affordable.
It is.
And safer.
But there's still going to be people that, you know, when they, if they get a job right downtown Miami, they're not going to want to drive because the traffic is horrible. They're going to want to try to live close to work.
No, I mean, for a lot of people, though, that's the only option. You can't, I couldn't afford a $2 million condo in Miami.
True.
So it's like, no. If your choice is to, you know, rent and burn your money for the rest of your life or commute for an hour a day, a lot of people are going to choose to commute because you can save up money, you can retire, whereas if you're not saving any money up, yeah, you're not commuting, but you're going to be working until you're 95 years old, so is it really worth it? You didn't save any time.
A lot of people are thinking we don't want to be commuting because we don't want to hurt the environment. We don't even want to own a car. We want to ride our little electric scooter everywhere. We don't. We want every amenity very close by. They don't want to live out in the burbs. I mean, if they're forced to, they will. But most people want to live really close to their office.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because here you go. The latest headline, that EVs might pollute more than gasoline vehicles.
Because of the tires, right?
It's
the batteries.
The batteries, the tires. I mean, EVs are, they pollute every bit as much. I've owned three of them. I own one right now, as a matter of fact. I like it. It's nice. But they pollute just as much or maybe even more than gasoline.
Which the government has not taken into consideration. I read that article a couple of days ago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And it said that it's the tires because EV vehicles are so heavy, they rip through tires.
They are
and tires
heavy.
Are hugely responsible for a lot of pollution, air pollution. I had no idea why they can't make tires more environmentally friendly. I mean, with all the technology that we have today.
Because well, tires are under an insane amount of heat and pressure all the time.
Sure.
And they have to be made of special vulcanized rubber that can handle it. But the problem with vulcanized rubber is that it's difficult to dispose of. You can burn it for ages, and it'll like just keep on burning. Like the Simpsons.
Like on the Simpsons.
The Springfield tire fire. That's a real thing. Just mountains of tires they set on fire, and they burn forever. They don't really biodegrade, so they just end up shredding in the environment and falling in the ocean.
There's not a compound that they can spray on them that would make them disintegrate.
They're looking
better
into it, but not yet.
So I bought my first electric vehicle in 2003, was it? 2004?
No, it was like 05, 06.
I think it was 04, actually.
You had that thing in Golden Valley, I know that much.
Yeah, it was delivered to Golden Valley, and that was 2004 that we moved to that house, right?
First Tesla
Roadster.
Was
it 2005, I think?
Date.
We're going to get it from Catherine. Here it comes. I love the car, but it did a thing called bricking where you were driving down the freeway, all of a sudden the wheels would lock up. Now, that never happened to me.
First Tesla Roadster was 08. So.
Yep.
It was 08?
2008 to 2012.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. So okay, that's because the economy collapsed. That's right.
Sure did.
I forgot about that part of it. So it was 2008. So my first Tesla I bought was 16 years ago. Is that correct?
They sold 2,450 Roadsters in over 30 countries.
How many Roadsters?
Only 2,450.
Wow.
And I was one of them.
Yeah, you were one of the few. That's for sure.
Well, because I wanted to support. If it's going to be better for the environment, let's go. It was never, ever proven to be better for the environment.
I know. And I was all about that, too, because, cars are, in my opinion, dirty and gross. And, you know, you're walking downtown and it's just like, bleh, the fumes are horrible. But nobody told me about the cobalt mining and slavery.
Nope.
Business with that, and nobody told me about the
well, the replacing of the batteries. The batteries are difficult to replace.
But the thing is that apparently the government, who is trying to mandate all of this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They are not taking into consideration the mathematical equation of the tires.
Right.
Yeah, it's very complex. The amount of things you have to, because I mean, like, okay, even for gas powered cars, you have to take into account how efficient the car is at burning the gas, translating that into momentum. But okay, how about getting the gas to the car, the infrastructure required? How about getting the gas out of the earth? How about processing it? Just finding that out, you could spend an entire lifetime trying to get the equation just right.
And think about the 18-wheelers. If they all turn into electric engines, and think about the weight that they are hauling with how many wheels does an 18-wheeler, right?
I would assume 18.
It's 18 wheels.
I've always called them 18-wheelers. I don't even know if that's accurate, but that's what I call it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got 18 wheels then burning up, I don't know if it's 30% faster or whatever.
Dave says that the contact patch on a tire, so the amount of tire that touches the road, is about the size of your palm. And put 4,500-ish pounds of force on that amount of space, you're getting quite a bit of pressure. The PSI is insane.
Right. So I don't think that long-haul trucks should be electric then, right?
No,
till they can figure
no.
out this tire situation.
Well, I mean, we used to do trains, but we kind of – I mean, well, we do trains in a lot of places.
There's still a lot of trains in a lot of places.
But not like there used to be.
But you know why that is?
Train robberies?
Because people like Bill Gates bought up all the train tracks.
How can we sell public transportation –
Because
to
it's not
an
public.
Individual.
It's not public. It's private.
Well,
it's public.
I mean, it should
privately
be.
Privately owned.
It should be a utility or something.
I don't think America has any publicly owned. Does America have publicly owned tracks? I don't know anything about trains, so one of our train enthusiast listeners might know.
Roads, by and large, are public.
Mm-hmm. Yes, almost entirely.
I mean, there are private roads within developments and that kind of thing.
Right.
But they're public. And any sort of transportation really should be public.
Well, but like, look at the air. That's all public or privately owned. Air travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's government regulated, but it's privately owned. So anyone, if they felt like it, could just buy up all these airports and shutter them and say, no more air travel.
Well, the prices on tickets keep going up like this. People
aren't
going to be flying.
Andy, do me a favor. Let's say I bought in 2008. I bought a candy bar for $108,000. How much would it cost me today?
Let's see.
Andy's going to work it out.
I'm going to do it. Why specifically that amount of money?
Because that's how much the Tesla cost.
Ah.
It was how much?
$108,000.
$108,000 today is $157,000.
So it'd be 50 G's more.
Yep.
It'd be almost 50% more.
Mm-hmm.
That is unbelievable. In a short time,
yeah.
a short period of time like that, it's 50% more than it was in 2008. That's amazing.
Yep. Not that much time, and the money is devalued by that much. A third or whatever.
That's very, very sad, no question about it. So, yeah, we owned a 2008 Tesla. Then I bought a Cadillac, which was a hybrid. It was, you know, you could run it on electric or gas. Had a very small gas tank, and I liked that. But then I believe Cadillac stopped making those, didn't they? I think. Does Cadillac still
make
an EV?
ELR or whatever? Was that the ELR or was that what was that?
I think it was an ELR.
I think you're right.
Cadillac, it was the Cadillac ELR. Do they still make them? They do not. They only
that
did it for 3 years.
3 years. It
that
doesn't...
was electric?
Yeah. Well, it was hybrid.
It was a plug-in hybrid.
It was a plug-in hybrid,
yeah. I don't recall that.
And then I currently own, because Dougie went to work at a Ford dealership for a while, so I bought a 100% electric Ford Mustang, which is now doesn't look like a Mustang used to look like. It looks like an SUV. It's a nice car. It's great, and all the rest of it. There's no question about that. But it's probably the last electric car I'll ever own, because they've all got their problems, right?
Yeah, they do. Everything has its problems.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
Kind of just the way it is. But yeah, so I've had 3 electric cars in the past 16 years, and you know, I didn't get any calls from anybody going, "Hey, you were ahead of the curve, man. Congratulations. Thanks for your support." Never heard a word from anybody.
You can try as hard as you want to appease them, and they'll never like you. So the just stop.
Yeah, so you know, who cares?
Well, yep, again, exactly. I own a hybrid right now, and I really do like it. And it is nice because, I mean, I don't get... Apparently, I don't get the greatest gas mileage in the world.
Well, hybrids are best for city driving.
Yes.
Low,
yeah,
city. Under 30 miles an hour, I think.
Well, yeah, because I drove it across country, and I was stopping... I think I still got around 26.
Oh, yeah.
24
it's not
to 26.
That great.
Which isn't... It's not terrible, though. I mean, it's not terrible. But in the city, I get around 36. 34 to 36.
I get 36 highway in my little Nissan Kicks.
I know. So, I mean, mine isn't the greatest. But, you know, and then we had that guy on about that, the Cobalt.
Yep.
Operation Red. Or he wrote a book.
Yeah,
about.
I can't remember.
And then I felt terrible because I'm thinking of all these poor little kids sitting there, you know, getting, ugh. I don't know if I would buy an electric car.
Well, I mean, like, if you can find one that, you know, they source all their materials from, you know, non-third world countries or...
How do you know? How do you actually know?
They're not going to advertise it if they don't, but if they do, they will. But you have to be careful about the new tactic is assembled in America. That doesn't mean anything. Just because it's assembled here doesn't mean the parts didn't come from all over the world.
Right.
Well, at least it means there are some jobs being given
some,
to
some, but I mean, it's still, you know, they're still buying cobalt from warlords in Africa.
Well, I don't know. Do we have cobalt in America?
We don't have a ton, but we have some.
Let's mostly see. In Africa, isn't it?
It's almost so. Entirely
Congo,
in, like, one area in the world.
I think it's Congo.
Let's see. The Congo produces 100,000 tons. It produces 70% of the world's cobalt.
There you go.
See?
In one country, so there you go.
Did you hear what your mother just said?
No.
I said, see, I know things.
Ah.
You know, another thing about that, I look back. So, again, that was 2004 we built that house in Golden Valley.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We tried to get the receptors on the roof of the house. It was on an island, by the way. It sat by itself. There were no direct neighbors to that house at all.
No.
We tried to talk them into allowing us to put electric, you know, like sun receptors on the roof of the house. I bought an electric car. I tried to go as electric as I possibly could because I figured, well, if they think it's going to help, I should probably do my part as a public figure. It's a good that you do your part. They shut down every bit of it. They would not let us do it. Well, they don't like the look. The neighbors just don't think they'd like the look of all those grids on the top of your... I said, they can't even see my roof. What are you talking about?
We're thinking about getting solar panels.
Yeah, solar panels would...
They're very expensive.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, but our house is mostly electric. The only gas thing in our house, we have a fireplace and our furnace. Everything else is electric.
But what happens when there's a huge snowfall? Are you up there scraping it off? You have to, right?
They make heated ones. That just melt the ice off.
We had a DirecTV dish that had we had to put a heater on.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And that worked pretty well.
But yeah, I mean, all these people that are chirping now, we tried anywhere between 16 and 25 years ago to do all these things, go all electric, do this, do that, and either the city, the county, or the state shut us down every time. So they like to chirp a lot about what you should do, but then when you try to do it, they shut it down. They don't want you to do it because the neighbors, oh, that'd be ugly, that roof. I said, you can't even see my roof. What are you talking about?
Apparently now there are you can fight an HOA to get solar power.
Oh, you can?
Well, yes, the state's probably going to back you up on that one.
Yeah, because, you know, the climate change, you know, hysteria really started in with Biden coming in.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's fairly... I mean, there's always been people that are climate activists, but it's gotten really bad in the last three years.
You know what I love about him? He's a climate activist, but he drives a Corvette.
Only around the block, because I don't even know if he... This is amazing to me. Why would you vote for a guy who can't even defend himself in a trial because he's been determined by his own party to be too old and frail to stand trial?
Yep.
I think that is probably a really good reason to not vote for someone.
I understand that completely. Look
at
what we got, though.
Is it just me?
Look at what we got. like I said, I know Trump. I don't know Biden. I've never met him at all. I have friends that know him, and some of them really like the guy. I will tell you that. So I don't know what to tell you with all this stuff. It just, we got two guys in their late 70s or early 80s that are running against one another for president. And if the guy in his 80s already wins, he's going to be, what, 86?
Yep.
When he leaves office?
Yeah.
That's if he lives to be 86.
Yeah, that's well past the life expectancy of the developed world.
Yes.
It is, absolutely. What is it now, about 78, something like that?
Let's see.
For men or women? For men, yeah. It's different for women.
It is. In the U.S., for men, it is 77.
77, okay.
Although, I mean, before COVID, it was 78 and a half.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's where I got that.
Yeah, COVID went through the nursing homes pretty hard. So, I mean, even so, he's going to be almost 10 years past the life expectancy. But, of course, he's got infinite power and money, so that extends your life pretty good. But still.
It does.
Okay, so we were talking about the uncommitted vote in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. So I've got an activist's Twitter post, and I'm not going to say her name. And this is, she explains why it's so.
Is she a friend of yours?
No. Okay. Why it's so important. Reaching 44,000 uncommitted votes was my dreamiest of goals. It's a serious number in Minnesota, the margin Hillary won by in 16, and communicates clearly to the Minnesota DFL, Amy Klobuchar, Senator Tina Smith, Governor Tim Walz, where our multiracial, multigenerational coalition is at. The uncommitted electoral strategy is about winning a permanent ceasefire and stopping a genocide.
But what?
It's about us, our communities, and what we expect of our elected officials. It's working. We're already seeing a shift in tone. So that is why they wanted uncommitted votes.
Well, but they never say how they plan on achieving these goals.
Well, all they care about is ceasefire in Palestine. They don't
does an uncommitted vote do that? It's like the old South Park meme, the underpants stealing gnomes. They want to make a lot of money, so they come up with a plan. Plan one, steal a bunch of underpants. Step two is a question mark. And step three is get rich. So they've got
they don't know how.
They've got the action and they've got their goal. They just haven't put them together. And that seems to be a problem with a lot of activists. It's like, if we throw enough paint on enough paintings, then somehow we're going to stop coal. But it just doesn't really make sense if you think about it hard enough.
Well, it's all about if we don't get what we want, we're going to keep making you uncomfortable and ruining your stuff and creating mobs that, you know, lay down in traffic when people are trying to get to work. I mean, that's just, like I said, it's like a childish thing to think that everybody has to do exactly what you say or you're going to make their life a misery. I mean, if you want a ceasefire, then the best thing for you to actually do is probably write your officials constantly, badger them. They're the ones that can do something.
Well,
about it.
The best thing to do would be to go over there and start fostering agreements between the two countries, but that puts you in danger, and they're not about to do that because then they'd have to get up off of their armchairs, leave their luxury 70th floor condos, and do something. That's not going to happen.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
I'll tell you another thing. There are people out there, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's the truth. You can chirp all you want. But if you think somebody who's paying, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 a year in income tax, maybe $1 million, $1.2 million in income tax, you're not going to get the same vote as those people are. But how much does the average taxpayer kick in federally every year? Is there an average?
Federally?
There must be.
Yeah, they're probably
federal income tax.
Let's see.
There are people that pay millions of dollars in federal income tax, and if you think you're going to take precedence over them, it's never going to happen.
Average federal income tax paid by state? Oh, for the whole country, it's $13,500.
$13,500.
Or it was in 2022. That's as good as we got.
Yeah, that's close enough. $13,500. There are people that pay millions of dollars. Do you think you're going to get as big a voice as they are? You're not.
It's all about who's donating.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly.
Everything is about donations.
That's exactly the point. They have money to donate to political causes. So you're paying $13,500 and they're paying $2 million. Guess who's going to get picked? It ain't going to be you. I'll tell you that.
You know, it's very.
And I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
I'm looking at these states by federal income tax paid, mm-hmm. and the highest ones they make sense: D.C., Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York. You know, places where the dollar is
California.
Places where the dollar is worthless, so they have to make a lot of money to live.
Yes.
But just below New York and above California, Wyoming.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's a high concentration of billionaires in
the
Jackson Hole area.
Jackson Hole and Yellowstone.
That very high sense. Concentration of billionaires.
I forgot about
one
that
billionaire's
year, right?
taxes outstrips 1,000 average people's
at least one year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get as big a voice. You can chirp all you want, and I wish you could, but it's never going to happen.
Yep.
Because people are paying millions of times more money than you are, and they're going to get their way because they got all the money.
Yep.
Right?
It's true.
I mean, it is unfortunate. I understand that, but but going back again very quickly, we tried to do the right thing for the environment, and pretty much everybody in the neighborhood fought us. Whether it be the mayor, the governor, the whatever, they fought it and fought it and fought it. Even though they said it was a good thing to do, when we tried to do it, they wouldn't let us do it.
Yeah, well, the HOAs have a lot of rules.
Yeah,
when
do.
You move into a neighborhood that has HOAs, they a lot of times won't allow anything but an American flag.
Right.
They won't allow satellite dishes on top of roofs. They want the neighborhood to be very uniform. They don't want art pieces. They don't. They just want a lot of things to just be, you know, cookie cutter.
Yeah, but this was better for the environment.
Well, at that time, I just don't think, like I said, I don't think that there was the option of fighting an HOA.
No,
HOAs
no,
have a lot of power.
Yeah, I got fined $1,000 for putting in a window air conditioner for a week when I was in an HOA. Last time I've ever been in an HOA.
They find you $1,000?
Yep.
What?
God. Yeah, I put in a window AC because my bedroom was consistently like 80-something degrees in the middle of the winter. So I put in a window AC just to make it tolerable, and they were like, take that out, and by the way, give us $1,000.
Really?
Well, they mm-hmm. should at least warn you first. They should and have you have to remove it by a certain date before they fine you that kind of money. That's insane.
Yeah.
Was that over by the Itasca building?
Yes, it was.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. Well, there was that one woman there that just didn't like you because you were my son.
That was downtown.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Itasca
by
building.
The Itasca.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the St. Louis, because you had two townhouses that had HOAs.
I never had any problems in St. Louis Park.
No.
But there was that one woman that didn't like the family, and you were my son, and therefore you had to pay a price.
Yeah, Andy was trying to grow tomatoes, and she thought he was growing pot plants.
Yep.
Yes.
So she was complaining nonstop.
Yep.
What an asshole that woman was.
I know.
And I agree with Nana. I hope she's dead, too.
Oh.
Well.
I never said that. My God.
I thought I'd lob it on
wow.
your. Put it on your plate
wow,
instead of
thank
mine.
Thank you, honey.
Well, if she doesn't know the difference between a tomato and weed, then she probably ate something poisonous at some point.
It could be.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing. Urban gardening. Have you heard of it?
That's a thing.
It's like, that's good for the environment. People
is,
growing
yeah.
their own
yep.
food and not having to drive to the store and pick up tomatoes.
Oh, now they don't want you doing that, though. Urban gardening is bad.
Oh, that's
oh,
bad
is
now?
It? Why?
Yeah, gardening is bad. I don't know. I think it's because, like, the climate footprint per tomato is higher than, you know.
How about if you do a hydroponic vertical garden? It hardly takes any thing, except for water and some.
Well, I mean, when we grew our garden last year, we just put a bunch of seeds in a cube of dirt and watered them every so often. And we grew literally more squash than any human could possibly eat.
You're so ruining the world because you're using water.
I know.
I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean, people need to eat, and people should be able to grow their own food, and they should be able to put solar panels on their house if they want. I mean, it shouldn't look hideous.
No.
I agree. But solar panels up on a roof, it's like, you know, where our house was, the only, I guess you could see it if you were across that little lake that we lived on.
Yeah, in other words, if you were one of the people with no clothes on with your wiener hanging out, then maybe you could see
our
panels.
If you were doing drugs all day long and overdosing and all that kind of stuff, that's perfectly fine for everyone to gaze upon.
I will never forget, they would battle us on the solar panels, but there are guys standing on the beach right across the lake from our house with their dicks hanging out, and there's nothing we could do about it.
No.
So that's just how the world is now. It's like no matter what you want to do, you can't.
Yep.
That's whatever. Except you can end the show right on time.
You can.
You could do that. Okay, what did we learn today, basically, that you can't trust anyone? Is that it?
No Eevees, no tomatoes.
No anything.
No Israel, no Palestine.
I'm hoping. Now, that was 16 to 20 years ago we're talking about. 2004, we built that house. So hopefully the world has changed in the past 20 years that you can do things. If you're told you need to improve the environment, then you try to improve the environment and they won't let you. That's a very bad, bad bit of information.
Well, if the fear of doom ever goes away, then all the people whose job is to make you afraid, they lose their jobs.
That is true.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people feel like none of this stuff is ever going to go away, because they've created entire economies based on people's skin color, religion. Yep.
There are trillion-dollar industries based on us all dying in 6 months unless you do what I say.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's really no different than, what was Harold Camping? He read Revelation and he decided that, John ate 12 fish in this chapter, and if you multiply the 12 fish by the moon cycle, then the world's going to end, 1998 or whatever it was.
Right.
And people donated their life savings to him because they were like, we're all going to die. I'm just going to give away all my money and wait for the end. And then it didn't happen, and it didn't really matter because Revelation prophecy has had that happen multiple times, and people are they seem to be oddly willing to believe that the world is going to end any moment. They can be Christians, they can be atheists, but if you tell them that you're living in the end times, they really want to believe that, and I don't know why.
Yeah, they do.
Well, because it's important. If you're living in the end times, then, you're one of the most important people ever born.
Well, I think it's the adrenaline rush. Yeah, that's why people go to scary movies. That's why people like to jump out of airplanes. That's why people like to go on scary roller coasters and rides. They get this adrenaline rush from being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a binder. People get bound together.
Trauma
by fear.
Bonding. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love it. No question about it. All right. Well, I think I'd like to say we took care of all the world's problems, but I think we actually created more.
Well, good on us.
Yeah, there you go.
If it gets too many, then they'll collapse into a singularity, and we'll just have one problem.
Yay.
I guess so.
There you go.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow.